Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, this is Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. PDCA provides painting contractors with the training and networking they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. On this episode of Paint Ed, we have Brooke Cambridge with us. Brooke is the owner of BLC Painting in Salem, Massachusetts, and she's doing some amazing things in the community in her work with Habitat for Humanity. She brings her whole team into these workdays and leads women builds as well. Brooke helps us understand how this kind of activity, besides being personally fulfilling, improves team morale and creates new business connections in the community. We also have a new voice that will be joining us on this podcast. Christine O'Connell is the new outreach coordinator here at PDCA National, and she is personally responsible for bringing Brooke onto Paint Ed. We all have a great conversation about service, marketing, leadership, and dogs. Hey, Brooke, welcome to Paint Ed.
Hi there, how you doing?
Great over here in St. Louis. How is it in your area?
It's not too bad. We're in the 70s today, so I'm happy for the most part.
Salem, Massachusetts, huh?
That is right. Which city? Crazy which city?
Which city? That's funny. Is that what you guys call it?
Yeah.
That's funny. So that's what I would call it for a joke, but I didn't realize people actually call it which city. Okay.
So thanks for joining us today, Brooke. What caught my eye about your company was your post on Facebook about Habitat for Humanity, and we just kind of wanted to dig into that and get more information from you. And so I guess we'll start out with that project. If you can just tell us a little bit about your work with Habitat for Humanity and what all you do.
Sure. So we've done several Habitat for Humanities. We focus, obviously, locally. There's a couple different programs out here that we like to do. So there's a woman's build that we originally started out with years back, and it just kind of caught my eye, and I had some friends posting about it, and, you know, we got a group together, and we had a great time. It was a super fun day. Great program, goes to a great cause. You got to meet, the new homeowners, which is fabulous. And from there on, it was just hooked. So the following year, we spoke to them and asked if we could do a BLC build. So we did specifically a BLC painting build. And we had a day of, maybe 20, 30 people. And it was fabulous. We had a huge group. So we kind of did a BLC painting build, and we had a local senator come down and, you know, some of the community. And from then on, we like to do one every year. So this past year, we again joined the woman's build, and they do a woman's build every year. They also do just a regular build, but there are men who show up to the woman's build. So not really sure it's just a woman's build, but it is kind of fun to see, you know, all types out there. People who haven't done much building and you know, are learning the trade and the skill and having a good time. So
the BLC, when you get your business involved in doing something like that, I guess that's kind of new for me. Maybe there's businesses who know that they can do that, but is that a huge undertaking for you guys? How many employees, if you don't mind me asking, how many employees do you have?
I have 6 full-time employees.
Okay, so does that mean that it's just you, 7 people or whatever, who are going on that build?
No. So we try to round up as many as possible. So we'll do lots of social media, newsletters, and we'll send out that this is what we're doing. This is when we're doing it. We'd love to have you join us. And we've gotten so much feedback through that and so much support and people just sharing the post and, you know, everyone joining in. So like I said, 20 to 30 people showed up through that BLC build.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. 20 to 30. That's cool. So that is really neat that you're actually inviting people like family, friends, community people to actually come and help you. So not only do they know you're doing it, they're actually getting involved. That's pretty neat. So do you find that other businesses are doing the same thing? Do they know about this, do you think, or is it just kind of new to me?
You know, I'm not completely sure how to answer that. I don't know. I haven't seen many other businesses do just, a build through Habitat, and I kind of went out and asked them if that was something we could do. So I guess, it doesn't hurt to ask, and it worked out. So I think that there's probably so much opportunity for several other businesses out there that could work with them.
Do you guys raise money too when you go on a build?
We don't specifically.
Okay. So you guys just build. You do the build, and then they are raising the habitat, is raising the funds and everything. So you don't mess with the fundraising.
We don't do much of that. There is an opportunity or options for you to donate, you know, a day of kind of thing. But we spend more time kind of labor intensive throughout the day doing that versus, you know, cash donation.
So how would you encourage other companies to get involved in community work? Why is it so important to you in that aspect of your business?
I just think it's great to reach out and to be such a part of your community and just giving, and it feels great. And you meet some amazing people, and, you know, just the connections that you have with others, that, you know, just new people in your group, and you never know what can happen from meeting someone new. So we've had some great opportunities to meet some fabulous people and, you know, work with them in the future and on other projects and, you know, different things that come up. So I think that, you know, we love to get our name out there, and we love to have people come to us and say, hey, can I join Habitat? Or, you know, there's some other charities that we do that people like to be a part of as well. And we try to make them fun. So, you know, people want to come and do it. And it's usually such a great time. And it's just such a feel good day, whatever it is. It's just a feel good day. So can't go wrong.
So how often would you say that your company is involved with community work? How often do you do these projects?
How often? Geez, we like to do a few every year, and they're all very different. So we'll do a little bit of research on what is out there and who needs help, and, you know, what kind of support they need, and how they work with the community, and how they, you know, we like to kind of research each situation and company differently to find out what exactly they're looking for and how they can benefit from our help. You know, like I said, we do a couple of, we've done some animal support. I'm a big animal supporter, big puppy supporter, of course, from the logo. So things like that, really anything.
Awesome. So I was actually going to bring that up about your logo. So will you tell us a little bit about the story of your logo? I mean, if people don't know, BLC Painting's logo is a dog, and I believe he has a paintbrush in his mouth, right? I'm trying to picture it in my head right now.
Yes. Yes, so that's Toby Sage. She's a yellow lab. She's 13 this year. She started right when the business started, about 12 years ago. And I was looking for something unique and different, something that really kind of resonated with myself. And I had a good friend who was a graphic designer who helped with that design and really just kind of personalize things and less of kind of a, you know, a business logo and more about who I am and, you know, what I like to support and be a part of. And I'm a huge dog fan. I now have two labs, but Toby's the mascot for life. So she's on everything and she likes to ride around in the truck and say hi to everybody. She's a big lover. So
awesome. Well, I definitely understand your love there. I have a Great Pyrenees named Hank, and we'll see if I can convince PDCA to let him be the mascot.
I think there's a debate going on whether or not that's a big dog or a polar bear.
Right.
So I think you may have.
Do you know what a Great Pyrenees is?
Yes.
I love my Hank, and like I said, we'll see if I can get convince them to let me have him as the mascot here.
Yeah, we may have a new logo coming up pretty soon. So that's fun.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Brooke, if you don't mind me asking, what is your reputation in the community right now? I mean, you talk about how it's nice for people to know that you're doing good things like these, but how do you know that's taken effect? And because there's a lot of business owners that we want them to know that it's great to do great things in the world. That's kind of a give back opportunity, but also, we want people to know that it's a good way to grow your business. It's a great way to establish your reputation in the community. So have you had pretty neat experiences with people saying, hey, you're those guys who go out there and do whatever, you know?
Actually, just recently, we just wrapped up the Habitat build a couple of weeks ago. And maybe two years ago, the larger one that we did, just actually worked on a project for a woman who donated her time with us, and we posted about it, and she replied on the post and said, hey guys, just want you to know that, you know, I was one of the ones there a couple of years ago, joining you for the build, had a great time. And, just want you to know that, you know, you guys doing good out there. That's why I chose you. That's why you're painting my home. So It worked. So that was a great comment. Super happy to hear things like that. You know, we don't do it expecting things like that to happen, but that was a big surprise to hear from her. So.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome. I love that. I think probably every voice you hear represents, what do they say, like 100 people you don't hear or more. I mean, like, it just depends on your reach and everything. But I think that's cool. I know we're proud of you as PDCA. We're proud of our members who are, we do believe, top-notch contractors, the best of the best. And so we just celebrate the fact that you're giving back. And we want to actually post, I mean, for anybody listening to this, and if you're a PDCA member, we would just love to celebrate your give back pictures and your projects. And we want to do more of that because it's exciting. Does it, you as a person doing this as a business owner, even when it doesn't like benefit your business or you can't really measure that, as a person, I'm guessing you find a lot of meaning in that.
Of course. Absolutely. You know, we do things personally, you know, family and friends, but, you know, doing the business, of course, you kind of stepped out and done that. And, you know, the great thing about that is just having such a support system, such a large support system of, you know, community and friends and family. So for sure.
So you've been in business for 11 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm going to circle back around to kind of the woman build thing. How has it been being a woman to own business in this male dominated industry? What has your experience been? I know that's a lot to ask, but how would you wrap that up?
That's a great question. Makes me chuckle every time I hear it.
Right.
And it's often I get that question. So funny, I have quite a big truck and I got out of it the other day and I had a guy look at me and say, geez, I didn't expect you to get out of that.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
You know, I never thought twice about it. I just kind of got into it and I had some, you know, friends doing it years back and I really enjoyed it. And obviously throughout the years, just learning that there's very few women in this industry. It's always been, you know, male dominated and every kind of event and meeting and, you know, PDCA and whatnot has been 99%, you know, men in the group and me is the one kind of standout, which I don't mind at all. It's actually kind of, you know, inspiring and it's fun to be in a group where, you know, you're a little different, you stand out and you get all types and you can learn a lot. And and the guys have always been super supportive and great and kind of, you know, very friendly. And, you know, for the question I had or whatnot, it's been very positive for the most part. So it feels good to be in a situation where, you know, we can kind of stand out and you've kind of taken it about 11 years now and had quite a bit of success and very thankful for that.
So with that being said, would you say that you kind of do take a role of inspiring other women to get involved in this industry and not be intimidated by it?
Sure. Yeah. I've had a couple of, you know, younger women who have worked with us throughout the years learning the trade and have enjoyed doing so. And, you know, a couple other colleagues who locally own their own companies. Another woman owned company out of New Hampshire. Fabulous. She does amazing work. So it's great to learn of those others out there and kind of work as a team together. So for sure.
That's cool. You get involved in so many things. I know you've been on some television programs, right?
Yes, we have.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We did a few episodes of Flipping Boston on A&E TV a couple of years ago. Quite the experience. I'm definitely not an actress, so it was a bit out of my element, but it's definitely about the acting. You know, they give you some cues and stuff and what they want to see. So it was definitely fun, and it definitely helped us grow
really?
The business. Really? So. Huge.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, yeah. That's neat. We just see you all over the place, and we saw you on the front of APC magazine, and we'd hear about your work in the community. We want to feature more of your stuff. I know just like in our social media and our communications. Very inspiring person. Mm-hmm. We're proud of you. Thank you for all you've done. And thanks for the impact you're making in not just PDCA, but in the community.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I definitely appreciate this time and this webinar you guys have, you know, done with me. It's super appreciated. And I definitely enjoy being a part of PDCA and look forward to continuing down the road.
Thanks once again. And we look forward to working with you in the future and seeing what other projects your company does for the community.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time, guys.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. You too.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time.
I love my Hank.